The state is losing its education commissioner as John King takes a job with the Obama administration. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, King was in charge of school policies during a tumultuous time, and he admits there are things he could have done better.
King is leaving after 5.5 years to become Assistant U.S. Education Secretary under Arne Duncan. He says he hopes that his legacy in New York will be his intense focus on getting the Common Core learning standards push started in the state.
I'm most proud of the work that we've done to raise standards. It has certainly been challenging, but it's the right thing to do to ensure that our students are ready to succeed in college and careers when they graduate from high school.
His efforts were controversial as parents, students, and teachers rebelled, complaining that the volume of new tests was overwhelming and that the state education department had not done its job in helping teachers with the necessary support materials. The governor and legislature stepped in and imposed a 2-year moratorium on the effects of Common Core. Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association says King was very courageous to press for the higher standards, and his ideas were thoughtful.
But he lacked the ability to bring people along with him, to get people in the field, teachers, superintendents, school board members, parents. They just didn't accept where he was going, and he never was able to get beyond that, and I think that was his downfall.
King says in retrospect, he could have done more to get teachers, students, and their parents on board.
It would have been useful to have allocated state funds and also committed districts to doing more work around helping parents understand how the new standards were different, what was changing about the math curriculum, so forth. But in the end, as a country, I worry not that we're moving too quickly, but that we're moving too slowly to get to higher standards.
Commissioner King, in his final days on the job, received a letter from Governor Cuomo that Cuomo also released to the media. It was not the typical note of thanks for your service and good luck in the new job. Instead, the governor demanded that King, before he leaves, offer candid thoughts on how to significantly change education policy. Why is it, the governor asked, that recent teacher evaluations show 99% of teachers ranked highly, while 2/3 of 3rd through 8th graders essentially failed the new Common Core-related tests in math and English?
I believe it is incredible to believe that is an accurate reflection of the state of education in New York.
King agrees that the present teacher evaluation system is not working.
We know there are districts where every teacher was observed was rated highly, almost every teacher was observed was rated highly effective by their principal. That's a problem, requires a change in the law, and we are certainly supportive of the governor moving forward to change the law.
The commissioner, in one of his final actions, endorsed the State Board of Regents' request for $2 billion in additional school aid in the 2015 budget. King says poorer schools with a more meager property tax base need more funds from the state to help their students learn and compete in the global economy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.